This morning I'll be reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Go back to an Old Testament reading this morning that actually points to one of our New Testament scriptures, the great commandment, as we shared with the kids this morning, love God with all your heart and all your soul, and love your neighbor. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord your God charged me to teach to you, to observe in the land that you are about to cross into and occupy, so that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life, and keep all his decrees and his commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is your God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children, and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now I think we would agree that we all need some direction in our lives. Direction is important because, you know, as human beings, we sometimes tend to get pretty lost. And I think that it's pretty obvious that direction we need as we look out literally in the world around us. There are signs everywhere. There are signs that tell us when to stop. There are signs that tell us when to turn. They tell us if a curve is ahead, if there's a bump in the road, what kind of turn we can make. No left turn, no right turn. We also have those signs and those great big billboards that tell us where there's a restaurant or a gas station or the price of gas so we can make decisions on where we go. And then, of course, those signs that tell us not to do things like don't litter, don't trespass, don't turn left, don't make a U-turn. We've got all these signs out there, and every sign that we see has some message. And that list goes on and on and on and on about the different signs that we have. But the point is, they're there, and they're written messages to us about what we can and we can't do. They're written reminders of the things that are permitted and written reminders of what direction we should take. Now, what I would ask this morning, though, is we think about those signs. What about our faith, our spirituality, and our theology? Do you think that we have those signs there? Or do we think that those signs are available to us? Do we have those signs there that tell us what direction we should take? Or what we can't do with our faith or with our beliefs? Now in life, we know that part of the problem that we have is we often don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know when there's a bump ahead. We don't know when there's a pothole we're going to experience or some challenge. Or maybe life's going to throw us a curveball or a sharp turn. Now, it would be nice to know those things are coming up. But too often we don't. As we hear about some of those things that we talked about from last night, we realize that a lot of people have experienced those challenges in their life. And we also, as Christians, being prepared to respond to those things in faith to help others out, we really don't know when that mission or ministry opportunity is going to come up. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But what we do know is this, is that each day is a blessing from God and is made possible through the giving of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that we might be forgiven and having a promise of an everlasting life. We know that God is always with us, that God has promised to never leave us or forsake us. But even with these things, we know this too, because being a Christian was never promised to be easy. We know that every day has an opportunity to experience darkness. Every day has an opportunity to see some obstacles or challenges in our life. You see, life is like that. Life is like that because we are people of God and not people of this world, but the world will inflict scars upon us. We lose our direction pretty easily and kind of get lost about what direction that we should turn. We're human beings. We make mistakes. We make wrong turns. And sometimes we fail to look to the source of help. Now let's go back to these signs just for a minute. What happens when we fail to listen to a stop sign? What do? We might be in a wreck, right? Or if we make a left turn when we're not supposed to, then sometimes there can have consequences. Or if we miss the exit that says gas here, we might run out of gas. We need these directions. And not to talk about men, because men are so wonderful. Women, wives, you need to understand that. We are good with directions. We don't need any stinking signs or any maps to help us get anywhere. I mean, what happens? If we don't know where we're going, we're going to pretend like we know where we're going until we get there. And we will eventually get there. I mean, has anybody in here ever been really lost? No? Well, you can't be. You're here now, right? So you obviously found your way out. So if you're here today, you have never been really, really lost because you found your way out. But when we think about life, life is really not like that, because when we're really, really lost, we have that anxiety and we have that uncertainty about, well, are we going to ever be found? And that's a sense in our heart that really makes us feel bad. But the sooner that we wake up and we realize that we do need direction, then the better off we are. Now, the direction we need is not in those street signs. And it's not in those billboards. The direction that we need is through God. If we acknowledge Him and trust in Him, He will direct our paths. So those road bumps that we run into and the stop signs and the sharp curves, we can navigate those when we simply learn to acknowledge God more quickly. Now, it's not about pointing fingers or fault or judging or doubting. I mean, how many, and I've never said this, that the GPS was wrong, or the map was wrong, or that road sign was wrong. It said to turn up here, and I did, but it meant to go one farther down. I mean, human beings, we've got the habit of trying to point the fault somewhere else. But the truth is that we have to accept responsibility. We have to be accountable. We have to be accountable for what God calls us into. And that scripture that we're reading this morning from Deuteronomy, it's about accountability. It's about obedience. And it's about where we find our direction through our theological and spiritual signs that are in our life. But I think as a society, we have made some mistakes. We struggle with getting it anymore. Because we want to say that we're always right, that anybody else is wrong, and that we can do things on our own and we don't need anybody else's help. Now, I saw an illustration this week that really drove that point home. And you teachers and previous school teachers in here will really understand this. Or we just ask the question, what's happened to today? You'll understand this. It was one of those then and now type illustrations. The then setting had a teacher and two parents looking at a kid, and the parents were saying to the kid, what's up with these grades? What are you going to do about these grades? You've got to do a better job. Is holding the kid accountable for the grades. But the now setting has the parents and the kids standing together, fussing at the teacher, saying, you gave my kids bad grades, what are you going to do about it? You ever had that, Kim? To where parents are fussing about, there's no accountability for the kid. There's no accountability there. It's fussing at the teacher because the teacher gave the kid what they deserved. But it was wrong because their kid is never wrong, so it's got to be the teacher's fault. How many places in life do we see that, to where the fault is pointed in the wrong direction? People aren't following the signs, that they need. They're focusing more on how they get the most out of life and how they navigate this world and just here, there, and everywhere. And another one I saw really brought to light where we are now. I mean, we all know the story, I think, of Jesus going up on the mount and telling his disciples, "Be watchful for my return." And then Jesus come back, and what were the disciples doing? They were sleeping. But his illustration showed us where we are in our society today. Jesus left, went up on the mount, and said, "Be watchful for my return." They come back, and they were texting. All the disciples were texting. So where's that responsibility? As a society, as a church, as a body of Christ, are we teaching the right things? I mean, I bet you know, or our kids today know what's BFF and all that kind of jargon and the stuff. Best friend, is that what it is? I mean, I don't know.
IDK.
Huh?
Best friend forever.
Best friend forever, or IDK. I don't know, and all that. But how many of our kids know the story of Jesus going up on the mountain and telling his disciple to be watchful for his return? How many know that great commandment to love God with all your heart and all your soul? How many know the great commission to go forth and make disciples that all can be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? So where is that accountability? And that's what this scripture this morning is doing, brothers and sisters. It's showing that accountability because it doesn't stop this morning with saying, love God with all your heart and all your soul. It doesn't stop there. It tells us what we're supposed to do with that word on our heart and how that word is to be like a signpost written on our door, something fixed to our head or a string tied to our finger to remind us what our responsibilities are. The scripture tells us that we are to believe and that we must keep his word in our heart, that we are to keep the commandments, we are to live them, we are to teach them. And only then will we have that direction that we need. We are to love God and to love our neighbor. We're not to point fault or judge. We're simply to live a life fully in God. And we need to seek his direction rather than the direction that we find in this world. Because the world can be wrong. Because believe it or not, man, I have found maps that were wrong and GPSs that were wrong and road signs that were wrong. House numbers that were wrong. I see that in my other job. We see that a lot. The world can be wrong. But God is never wrong, and the truth that we found through the Holy Scriptures is always the right direction. The Scripture this morning reminds us, teaches us about respect and obedience. And it doesn't stop with saying, love God and love neighbor. It tells us what our responsibility are. We must teach our children. We must be a model of perfect love of Christ in our life. We have to be that model of love. Now, we're not perfect. We make mistakes. But we have to earnestly seek to change. And as we do that, people will know. You shared this morning about what happened last night. Why did those people approach us? Because they could see something. They could see a love. They could see non-judgment. They could see people that were accepting. And they approached us, and it wasn't street corner evangelism. It was simply listening and praying with people and loving people right where they were at their point of brokenness. That's what this word is telling us this morning. To simply live in the love and the light of Jesus Christ. Think about what the scripture says. What does it say to you right now? Keep these words I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Now, I don't think this sign is about some kind of billboard that we put in our yard that said, Christ is coming, you better repent. I don't think it's about a bumper sticker that we put on our bumpers that says, I am a Christian, then you're cutting people off and sharing hand gestures with them when you're driving. I mean, that's not what it's about. We can put up a sign that says anything. I mean, we can put up a sign that says who we are, what we are, but people need to see it. The sign that we really need is the one that is written on our heart. Because God is bigger than anything in this world. We simply need to have a humbled, submitted heart, and He's going to do the rest. Because people know, people see, your children see, the people we encounter in our lives see, they know you're a Christian by the way that you love. And the fact that you will admit that you make a mistake. Every person is a wounded servant. Every person has been wounded by this world, experienced some brokenness. Every person has made mistakes. Every person has sinned. And there is no problem at all with that. But it's when I sit here and I tell you that I'm perfect, that I've never sinned, that I always do the right thing, and by the way, come to church, we got perfect people to worship here, that's when I'm making the mistake. It's about being human and letting God direct our lives, letting Him direct our paths. We don't need those billboards. We don't need those road signs. We just need to remember that the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost was made available for every one of our hearts. And when we acknowledge God, He will direct our paths. You see, a relationship and living for Christ is something to be proud of. Living a life resolved to serving God, living in holiness, totally devoted to Him, that's what it's about. Each day we have to strive to make our lives holy and honorable in His sight. And we also have to ask ourselves how we can be more effective, how we can be more effective at showing this love and inviting others just through our actions to be part of the body. And we have to be focused on allowing a Spirit-guided relationship in our hearts to grow and strengthen us. Because the day is coming that we soon will meet Christ again face to face. But through our life, we must seek Christ in all that we do. We must invite Him in presence and to be in all parts of our life. And we have to resolve to serve obediently, faithfully, and through love. And we remember that our sign is found through the life, death, resurrection of Jesus Christ. So as I look out today, I would simply say this. The truth is this. The love of God is written on your hearts. Let this be that signpost for all to see as you go about the business of living. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.